Well, I love my husband, love my children, love my grandchildren. I have a job. I have aging parents. I'm doing volunteer work, and I work all day, and then many times in the evening, I'm still working. I'm helping children with homework. I'm doing laundry. I'm doing the dishes. I'm checking on my parents. And finally, when I go to bed at 10 or 10:30, there he is, my husband. Just one more person that wants one more thing from me, and he's been chilling for 5 hours, and all I want to do is to be left alone. Now, we may have to work with her a little bit, but gentlemen, can you honestly blame her? No. We will talk about this more tomorrow night, but if you want her to warm to you after hours, you better be matching her work ethic after hours as well. More about that tomorrow night. Now, you ask by 7 and you start by 9 or 9:30. Now, that does not mean that you come home from work at 5:30 and say, okay, Lynn said to ask by 7 o'clock. All right, I want you in bed at 9. No, this is where Eros comes in. This is where you flirt. This is where you tease. This is where you tantalize. Don't ever let yourself get too old for that. That's the salt and pepper, the spice of the marriage. Nonverbal cues are wonderful. Some couples use music. Feelings and emotions are triggered by sight, sounds, and smells, correct? So, if the man, the husband's in the mood for sex, he will come home and put his music on. If the wife is in the mood, she'll put her music on. No one else knows what it means, but the two of you do. Now, if your spouse comes home from work and at 6:30 you hear the music playing and you're not quite there, you do not look at your spouse and say, "You have got to be kidding." I mean, you can be a little kinder than that. Be honest. This isn't a good day. This is not at all where I am. How about tomorrow? How about the next day? You don't say forget you forever. I mean, that's a really bad idea. But make a date, a concrete time. And just be honest with each other. Some couples use candles. They're very popular now and very discreet. If he's in the mood, he lights his candle. If she's in the mood, she lights her candle. No one else knows what it means. And again, if your spouse comes home and lights the candle and you see it burning around 6 o'clock and you're not there, you don't go over and blow it out. You can be a little kinder than that. You know, this isn't a good day. How about tomorrow? How about the day after tomorrow? Whatever it would be, find the nonverbal cue.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh,
what?
This little light of mine.
What are you doing?
I just thought I'd say all around the neighborhood.
Stop it.
Don't let Satan
stop
sit
it.
Out.
Stop it, Jerry. You've ruined Vacation Bible School
there,
for all
bored,
these books.
Okay?
Listen, you just
put it under a bushel, no.
Stop it. You're going to get us kicked out of this place.
No, they're not going to kick us out yet. Now, see, let me tell you what's going to happen in this church. Next week, the song leader is going to lead the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to..." And all of you are going to start laughing. And the rest of the church that wasn't here are going to look around and say, "What's so funny?" Don't tell them. Now,